Hello, welcome to Infield Chatter, the only Arizona Diamondbacks podcast you're listening to right now. I'm Charlie Gibo, a.k.a. Cleffa, and I'm joining you from my bed. It's not as sexy as it sounds, I'm just kind of tired. And my laptop battery is full, so we're good there. Joining me are the same two people as usual. If there was a change, I would note it, but I suppose since I introduced myself, I should introduce them. Fine. In Scottsdale, Arizona, we have Soko. How's it?
Pretty good. I'm just here with my trombone, and that is as hot as it sounds, I don't know.
All right. And joining us in Las Vegas, Nevada, the home of a newspaper where everyone is leaving it right now, we have Devin Jessup.
How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah, just living that life.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that because I actually, a person I knew in college used to, as of a week ago, work for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, but she moved to Portland, so...
That seems like a good idea because everything I've heard about... Is his name? What's his name? His first name is Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah,
Sheldon Adelson. Adelson. Yeah,
he seems like as cartoonish a billionaire as you could imagine, short of having him run for president of the United States as a terrorist.
Or if you want to go cartoonish in another way, dive into a literal pool of money.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Like. I feel like some of the things he's deciding to pull Lex Luthor and J. Jonah Jameson are getting together over drinks and being like, what's with that guy?
But yeah, there was mentions of trombones because we're recording this Thursday night, as we usually do because that works around my work schedule. But, it's the night of the MLB draft. Now, as of this recording, the Diamondbacks made their two picks tonight. At number 39, they selected Anthony Greer out of Auburn. Woo, war damn eagle, go Auburn Jesus, etc. And then, at number 52 in the second round, they picked Andy Yerzy, some Canadian fellow who's a catcher.
And really a catch! I don't know. But, you know.
Could be, you know.
You never know.
He's young and healthy, probably in shape.
Likely polite.
Yes. doesn't need pie tar, has syrup. A lot of upside there. Yes, it's very upside, fluid, projectable. What are some other prospect buzz terms that don't actually mean anything?
He's got good hustle.
Tools. High motor.
He plays the game the right way.
He really loves the sport.
He's got a pretty girlfriend.
you look at that prospect and you're like, that's a guy who gets up every morning and combs his hair.
Yep.
He just puts his pants on the same as everyone else does.
That guy is upright, breathing, and taking nourishment.
he needs water and calories just like everyone else. He is a carbon-based life form who breathes oxygen.
He just puts his tentacles in his pants one at a time, just like the rest of us.
Speaking of, I saw last night, and I retweeted it this morning, someone made a Photoshop of Dinger as Cthulhu.
I saw that. A great way to wake up, by the way.
Yeah, isn't it? But yeah, sorry, we got so off track. Yeah, it's the MLB draft. The Diamondbacks picked those two guys. I had not seen either of those guys play because I'm not an expert on college baseball except for like the two U of A games I go to per year when I have time. And nobody on any of the teams involved there was drafted, so meh. So you're not going to get a lot of hot takes about that. You could just regurgitate whatever Baseball America or whatever says about them. They might be good, might not be, who knows.
Let's be perfectly honest here. If you're coming to this podcast for analysis of prospects, I'm really concerned for you.
I mean, like, that's something I'm interested in at some point, but, like, you know, I'm not the go-to expert about it. I read other people's opinions about it who are way more informed and are into it than me.
Yeah, people who are doing who do a better job about it than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my role here is just to make really bad jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Do it well. we're returning a game we came to last year. That was a weird way to phrase it. But you may recall there was an episode last year where we played obscure Diamondbacks prospect or a member of a third wave ska band, and we're going to do that again today. I only have eight. I have eight names instead of 10, just for expediency, four of each. As you recall, I think last year Devin won of the two of you.
He did.
Yeah. So,
sure.
Devin, as the returning champion, do you want to receive the first one or defer?
You know what? I'll defer.
All right. Soko, you're going first. Are you ready?
No. I don't know anything about... There's lots of things in life I don't know anything about. But two big areas would be prospects, especially pre-draft prospects, and ska bands.
That's why this game is, you know, so it's a genius in that way, yeah. Because there's a Venn diagram
of skanking.
Of skanking, yes. Okay.
Hit me.
Beanie, beanie, mate. All right. I am going to give you prospect or ska band. And as of recording, none of the actual prospects have been drafted yet, so good for me. All right, I'm going to give you Pete Sabilia.
Oof.
S-I-B-I-L-L-I-A.
Oof. Pete Sabilia.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really... That sounds like a ska band member.
Ding, 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 you are correct.
Yeah.
He is a...
Has he played trumpet?
He's a... I didn't write down what instrument he played, but he is a... I could look it up. You could look it up really quick. He's a member of a ska band, when I googled third wave ska band, called the Arrogant Sons of Bitches.
Ska bands are the worst!
I know, right? Alright, Devin, you're up.
Alright, let's do this.
I'm kind of closing my eyes and randomly pointing at my laptop screen, and so let's see what happens. All right. Okay. Brad Debo, possibly Debo. D-E-B-O.
Brad Debo, something of pronunciation. I am going to say... I'm going to guess ska band member.
Ooh!
Oh, no.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
That is... I still have the Baseball America list up. He is a catcher from Orange High in Hillsborough, North Carolina. He's ranked 80th on this list of Baseball America prospects from March, looks like. Okay.
Are we sure he has not started a ska band in the meantime?
That is undetermined at this point.
How many fedoras does he wear or own?
Does he willingly wear suspenders over a dress shirt? A polo shirt, actually.
Or possibly suspenders over a Hawaiian shirt.
Yes.
Peak Hawaiian shirt.
All right. Round two. Soko is leading. All right. Soko, you have Matt Cleveland.
Matt Cleveland. That sounds like a baseball player.
Ding, you're correct.
Neo. In your face.
Commanding lead.
In your face.
All right, Devin.
It's really more in
so
my
it goes up 2-0, but... All right. You have JT Turret.
JT Turret. That's a tough one because I feel like somebody who goes by the name JT could equally be like an annoying 19-year-old baseball player or
a gravelly throated ska band lead singer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go baseball prospect.
Oh
no!
He is a member of the ska band Streetlight Manifesto.
Why have I heard of them? Wait a minute.
Devin, do you have
a okay.
Maybe I have a secret ska life that's secret even from myself.
Dun, dun, dun.
Close the mind, man. All right, Soku, you could clinch here. Right, okay. I'm going to give you Max Kranick. Kranick.
Max Kranick. Oof. Well, never been one to knock on wood, but I'm going to say that he's a ska band member.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
That's not the impression that I get. Boom!
He is a right-handed pitching prospect for Valley View High in Archibald, Pennsylvania. Rank said, "So, Devin, you are technically still alive."
But and I mean,
I will. Fair. And also could still tie this game.
I was going to say, living in Las Vegas in the desert in the summer isn't technically alive. The best we can hope for.
All right, I'm going to give you.
Yeah, get it.
That was weird. Okay, Jared Poch or Poche, P-O-C-H-E.
P-O-Z-H-E?
C-C.
Okay. C as a cat. I don't know. It's not like I know how to pronounce it anyway.
Yeah.
Jared Poche.
Or Poche, yeah.
Okay, well, possibly. You know what? C, like a... It sounds... I don't... baseball prospect.
Correct!
New...
So you have one, Soko has two, if I'm counting that
still
right.
Still in this.
Yep.
Yes. All right, Soko, I'm going to give you Vinny Fiorello.
Vinny?
Vinny.
Vinny.
Vinny. as a short for Vincent. Oh.
Okay. Ska band.
Not as if he was named for Veni Vidi Vici.
You said ska band? You're correct.
Yeah.
So you he's the sax or trumpet or I don't know for less than Jake.
He plays some shitty instrument for a shitty band.
Correct. Well, that's it. Well, I had one more name, but it's like, eh.
Why don't you throw it to Devin regardless?
Andrew Skowronski? Skowronski? Skowronski.
Ska band member?
Correct.
Okay, well.
Some redemption.
I only lost by 1 point instead of two. Moral victory is mine.
Is a something for a band called the Planet Smashers.
The Planet Smashers? Alright.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a... Again, I googled third wave ska bands, clicked on random ones, and looked at their Wikipedia entries, when if you look at bands on that right-hand bar, they say current and past members.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, Soko is now has taken the title belt for this one. for this round. You know, if any other, you know, baseball podcasts want to get in on this action, we could have regional champions or whatever. You just have to give me, like, $5 or a sandwich or something. I'm easy to please.
We could work out. We could make it a whole transcontinental I take that back because I don't know really how many baseball podcasts there are outside of North America. But I mean, you never know.
Yeah. I mean, they have baseball other places, I assume. Do they? I don't know if they have Scott other places, but
I'm sure they do.
Because other countries seem to have better taste, but...
I'm sorry, have you seen Eurovision?
No. I'm an American. I haven't seen it.
Well, that's fair. Anyway, coming to ESPN 17 sometime in the fall of 2023, the World Championships of Ska Band or Baseball Prospect.
And I'm proud to play trombone in a kind of reggae rock band, because at least I know I'm free.
I got a question.
I might have an answer.
Why does the Snake Pit Twitter, why is it all decked out in orange?
Because that's the thing you can do?
Yep, but, I mean, shouldn't it be red?
It really seems like it should be.
That's a question for someone that's not me.
Well, you asked for questions. This is my question.
Fair enough. Because obviously the government, which is made up of Giants fans,
I'm gonna do it right now. Skittilating live podcasting going on here.
Why doesn't it have a header image?
Yeah, it's just a block of orange.
That's disconcerting.
It really is.
He needs to do FF0000, right? Yeah.
You know, I have no idea.
I feel like FF0000 is a little bit bright. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe we want to go for like a more of a B20000.
Mm-hmm. What about FU0000?
That's not how hexadecimal works. Okay.
Shut up.
How many times do we have to have this conversation? Because this is once, and we could do it again later, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, let's make this a Twitter thing. Vote for the hexadecimal you think the Snake Pit should have for its header image. Hashtag AZ Snake Pit header image color hashtag vote. And then just hashtag the color you think you should go for.
Yeah, super, super simple hashtag.
There we go.
Viral. Yeah. That definitely won't take up all 140 characters of the tweet.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Not even in the least. Maybe I'll just log on to the Snake Pit Twitter account after we do this, and I'll do like the B2000. I'll do a black one, mm-hmm. I guess zero, and a teal one. Mm-hmm. A teal hexadecimal code, because those are the Diamondback colors.
Old school.
Yeah. the only other big Diamondbacks news going on right now, before we maybe sort of go back in time, is I guess right now Shelby Miller is pitching a perfect game in a rehab outing, which is like okay, cool, but he's playing against single A competition, so it's like,
I mean, that's nice.
I mean, impressive. It's impressive, but it's like impressive. Like,
is it impressive?
It's impressive in the sense of winning a football. Like, you're playing a football video game on the easiest difficulty, and you win by like 2 touchdowns.
So,
well, it's like, okay, you're not terrible at this, uh-huh. But you know, yeah.
You know, yeah. You know what? I mean, at this point, I'll just take whatever good news we can get out of the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Because right now the only good news is nobody's died, and
we're not losing today.
Zach Greinke's pitching. Yeah, not losing today, and Zach Greinke's pitching like he should.
Yeah. Zach Greinke is Greinke.
I don't have a recap today or next week. Things are looking up.
Man, other than the headline, I kind of phoned in my one last time.
I feel like I've phoned in mine for about 3 years.
I mean, yeah, it's just not been great. But you know, long season, anything could happen, or doesn't, or but right now, he says elongating his sentences because he's waiting for the standings page to load. Because
sounds like you need Gigablast.
I heard that.
Yeah, we're only a half game out of last place.
Nice.
Is it?
Well, I mean, what I find fascinating is looking at the standings. The Diamondbacks are the only team in the NL West that is not 5-5 over their past 10 games. We're subpar.
You're
3-7, but
yeah,
some good consistency there by the rest of the division. Good work, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it up.
Yep. Yeah. Ice cream for all, except for the Diamondbacks.
Nope.
You get weird, like, bad sherbert.
Hey, what's wrong with sherbert?
I said bad.
Okay, sherbert. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't like a broad attack against all forms of sherbert, because rainbow sherbert is good. I mean, I do enjoy that.
I had a qualifier.
Okay. You know what? I feel like it's important to address these important, you know, these very dire topics as we come across.
Yeah, of course. You know, yep. But yeah, just people are hurt. Pitchers forgot how to pitch. There's not a lot going on that's pretty happy right now, but could be worse. It could be the
Atlanta Braves.
Oh wow! Even the Phillies have more wins than us. Ooh,
they could be that bad, have they? I mean, it seems like every time I've watched highlights or a game from them, they don't look as bad as they were last year. Which I know, hard to top, but still.
Yeah, they're they've kind of regressed a bit because they were kind of 2007 Diamondbacks-ing it up for a bit. But, you know, they're not terrible. Well, they're like 2 games under 500. Yeah, the weirdest thing with the Diamondbacks is that, like, on their last road trip, they only had 2 wins. But their 2 wins were against the reigning Cy Young Award winners, which, sure, that's a thing you could do.
I think it was you, Charlie. It might not have been, but I think it was you that said something effective, them building a legacy or a resume of being that weird team that kind of ruins things. So I don't really feel like maybe, you know, the playoffs are probably out of reach, but I'd be okay with weird stuff. So keep it up.
Yeah, like
they could be like the MLB equivalent of a baseball podcast that spends their time talking about ska band members.
At Arby's.
At Arby's. Yeah.
Yeah. And what fetishes various mascots have.
Oh, yeah. I think the goal for the rest of the season should be cash the Rockies. That seems attainable.
Yeah.
And their weird ass fetishy mascot.
Give it to me, Daddy.
Don't make me kink shame my own podcast.
You know, yeah, I'm fairly non-judgmental about those sort of things, but there is a line.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think if the Diamondbacks, I mean, obviously I've given up hope for the postseason, but yeah, I mean, if they can just not embarrass themselves as much, I'm not even asking for an embarrassment free season.
Right.
Just like
reduce it by like 10%.
Yeah.
It's like if a normally rowdy child is like more or less well behaved at Thanksgiving kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're
like, wow.
We're not expecting you to be perfectly behaved, but if you just don't break a vase this time,
mm-hmm. It would yeah. be great. If you don't, just sit still, let Uncle Walter say very weird things about Vietnamese people. It's fine. It's fine. It's dying in Fandy. Since we didn't really get any questions beyond hex coding
and Shelby Miller,
which we did cover. If Shelby Miller wants to throw perfect games in A ball, you know, that's cool. You know, we're all good at things.
I mean, I hope that it means that he feels better and that he'll be able to actually contribute.
Yeah, I think like the valuation of the Shelby Miller trade, that's never going to look great for the Diamondbacks, but I think we all expected coming in that he'd be, you know,
prominent. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was fair. That's fair. That's a fair way to put it. Mm-hmm. But so if he shows like, oh hey, this ain't so bad, you know, regroup for 2017, you know, might get something there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're not expecting a Cy Young winner, but at least contributing as opposed to being the before seen in a infomercial.
Shelby Miller is the person who somehow spills popcorn that was already.
Yeah.
Billy Mays here to tell you about pitching prospects.
Shelby Miller gives up three home runs.
Aren't you dead, Billy? Shut up.
My trip beyond the veil has brought me back with information about the curveball you will not believe. Also, Ty Cobb, totally as much of a bastard as everybody thought.
Oh, wow. But yeah, I think if you could take some things into 2017 where it's like, oh, hey, this won't be so bad because, you know, AJ Pollock will be healthy, allegedly. You know, if Shelby Miller is good, there might be some things from this team you can sort of pick and choose and figure out what works. And, and if they can ruin someone else's crap this year, like, I don't know, they play a game against the Giants in September and, like, ruin their chance to extend even your bullshit, that'd be great.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah. I mean, really, I just like to stop seeing articles titled things like Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher ever, but I mean, other than that, I think just moderate improvement by the Diamondbacks is all I can hope for. So maybe if we can ruin his day some, and then we'll be okay.
I mean, with that face, this day's already kind of ruined.
Ooh.
What? Kershaw, what? We've never made fun of Clayton Kershaw's. Yeah, exactly. Like, when did that become verboten? That's like another one of our.
No. I wasn't like mocking. I wasn't like disapproving. And it was like, no, I was. Yeah.
He's got an ugly mug.
Yeah.
But it's fine. He's good at other things. Speaking of Segway,
he's good at Segways.
He's good at Segways.
Probably could be.
I don't know. Maybe.
Previewing the next few games for the Diamondbacks, there are three games starting Monday the 13th against the Dodgers in Chase Field. So you know, get your bandwagon fans who've never been west of the never been really west of
Desperately searches to decide what sort of knowledge he knows about Western Phoenix.
I was like, I want west of Chase Field, but not like too west, just to be like very clever.
The
about
I-17.
Yeah, maybe. But
U.S. Airways Arena.
The U.S. Airways Arena. Let's do that. You know, that are lifelong Dodgers fans. And, you know, Ken Kendrick going to make him strip naked, change her clothes. It's not weird that he's into that.
Again, no kink shaming.
He's just having a good time.
He just wants you to have a good time. Yeah. Naked.
Yeah. But 3 games against the Dodgers, who are dumb and stupid, but it's the first time we see him at home because, you know, that's how things work.
Unbalanced schedules are weird.
Yeah. 19 games against all your division rivals. Woo, friggity who. Yeah, because we've seen, like, the Rockies 50 times already, but only the Dodgers that one series in April, which, you know.
Whatever.
The Dodgers come into this game not in first place in the NL West, and some random janitors for pitching staff.
Yeah. It's been a little bit of a hot mess after Kershaw.
Yeah. Which we could kind of relate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, off day Thursday. Someone's happy about that. Then a weekend series in Philadelphia.
What's better than spending a June weekend in Philadelphia?
I'll tell you quite a few things. But
I've never been to Philadelphia, so I have no idea.
I don't know.
Is it not good?
I don't know. It doesn't sound good. I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Are you trying to imply that there needs to be some sort of factual basis for us to make fun of other places on this podcast now? Because when did that happen?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh. Yeah. Damn. I knew I should have read that email.
I know. We had it seen everything.
Well, no one does email. Yeah, I was going to say, like, some people they just don't do the email much anymore. There's not good.
I should have put it out on the Slack channel.
Yeah, some people do a base camp or
rebasing.
Is nobody sending stuff over the Telegram anymore? Because I've been checking that every day.
Have you gotten anything?
No, not at all.
Did they have those at, like, the Kinko's? You know.
Yeah, they have them at the Kinko's, but it's, like, 3 cents per letter. It's terrible. Yeah.
I could add it up, actually. Yeah.
I was going to say, just looking at the Philly schedule, the thing I find interesting about them at the moment is that I'm looking at their schedule on ESPN, and they have, like, the projected pitchers, and the Phillies just have a gap. They've got 4 pitchers and a blank day. So that's who will be facing off against Greinke is TBA.
Oh, is TBA related to player to be named later?
I believe so, yeah.
Not applicable? Yeah. You always think they're going to get their chance, but then at the last minute, someone else just swoops in and takes that spot.
I know. But I'm, you know what? Fingers crossed for TBA this time. We just might pull it out.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies are rebuilding. They should give TBA a shot. You know, because it doesn't hurt anything.
And you know what? TBA is better than nothing.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. That's deep.
I don't know. Well,
blowing my mind. Rapes. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. This is like the sort of person who likes, like, astronomy for, like, pothead reasons. Logic. If that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, whoa, I can see the whole universe in front of me, man. And not like, I am interested in the composition of stars.
Okay, alright. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Hey, Cleffo, just remind me, what was your minor?
Astronomy. And it's not even that. It was astronomy liberal arts, which was offered by the university. Well, it was like, it was all like astronomy classes, but it was less the sort of like math intensive one. It was more like the, like 200, 300 more like, how can I describe this? Like I took a class on art history and astronomy kind of thing, which was actually very interesting, but it was like things like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. But I actually took it because I was kind of interested in the composition of stars, but I also like, oh, this actually pairs well with my major, so I'll do that track where I don't have to take a 300 level physics class and feel dumb about it.
That's fair enough. 300 level physics is hard.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Phillies promotions for that weekend. Nothing too hilarious. They got a bobblehead on Saturday. Michael Franco, he's pretty good, I hear. African American Heritage Celebration on Friday night. That's pretty cool. Oh yeah, and the 19th is Father's Day, so
something city of brotherly love. Father's Day. I don't know. We'll go back and fix that and edit.
We'll go back and fix that.
Of course, yeah. In post. I'll add some CGI jokes.
Whoa, I'm sorry. It's Father's Appreciation Day. Hawaiian shirts for men 15 and over.
Wow. So, wait. Are they expecting that every man who goes to that game is in a ska band?
Every man who goes to that game can start their own ska band.
What have you done, Philadelphia?
God, first the throwing batteries at Santa Claus or whatever it was.
Now starting ska bands willy-nilly.
After Philadelphia, since again we do this on a bi-weekly basis now,
Diamondback fleeing the country.
Yeah, they're headed up the canyon. They're heading up to Canada for to
going up to your country, Devin.
Yeah.
Someday, hopefully.
Keep living that dream, man.
I will take my rightful place upon the throne of Canada once they build a throne.
Look, when you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or die.
If you're in Canada, then I think they just apologize for it.
It's probably true. And give you some maple syrup.
But yeah, there's a random two-game series against the Blue Jays on the 21st and 22nd. Blue Jays are—it's an AL team, so you know—and all their games start at 7 after the hour, which is weird.
That is weird.
You know, they used—I don't know if they still do because I can't really remember these sort of inane details anymore. But I seem to remember the MLB playoffs doing that a lot, starting on the 7th. 7 minute of the hour or the half hour or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Blue Jays, I think they're pretty good.
I wonder why they pick a time like that.
Yeah, it is kind of
the same like with the Diamondbacks. Why 6:40 instead of 6:45 or 6:30? Yeah.
Or like 7.
Or for the West Coast teams, they don't do 7. They do 7:05 generally.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, my theory is why they do like the five afters, because then like they can come back from the commercial break on the hour. It gives them a couple minutes to do an intro. In case you didn't sit through the half hour pregame show.
I definitely did not.
Nope.
No.
Usually
I mean,
no.
I admittedly don't either. But
I mean, I could understand to a certain extent if they were trying to trick people into, oh, game's on at 1, I'm tuning in. What? Now I gotta watch commercials for 5 minutes or whatever. But I imagine virtually everybody knows that games don't really start at 1 or 2 or an even time. So what's the point?
I don't know. I don't know.
Need some answers.
Promotions for the Blue Jays on those days. On Wednesday, they have Edwing shirt presented by Pinty's giveaway day. I don't know what any of those things mean.
That sounded like word salad.
It sounded like what a sort of like verbal. It's like verbal
dyslexia. It sounded like Donald Trump speaking.
Yeah.
Wow, tough crowd. Tough crowd.
Yeah. I was like, can I do an impression of him? No, I can't.
You know, it's probably better that way.
You should. I bet your impression will be huge.
That's an interesting, because I'm looking at the shirt they're giving away, and that's interesting. It seems to be like a white shirt with a Blue Jays logo on the left breast, and then like the right sleeve is blue with a sort of wing pattern. I don't know. It's bizarre. People should go Google that. Look that up.
Yeah. And moving on from those two games, go to Colorado. And sorry to say, there is a game on Thursday, so your 2-week recap respite is interrupted. A 4-game series against the Rockies in Coors. We've seen the Rockies like a dozen times this year already, so I don't know what can really be said. So let's see what their promotions are that week. Friday, it's Fan Friday Bike Lock. So, first 10,000 fans get a bike lock.
That's amazing. You go, Colorado. You go.
On Saturday, they have, like, three things. First, they have MLB card packs and Rocks player cards, so I'm guessing they're giving away packs of baseball cards, which at least one Rockies player, which,
I'm down with that.
I get that. Yeah, yeah. They have Brewfest.
Tell me more.
Which includes game ticket, 6 Brewfest drink tickets, which I'm guessing Brewfest is a thing before, during, or after.
I get
the
lit.
Game. And it. Scout Days. Oh, there are 4 things. Scout Days. Participating scouts will receive a Colorado Rocky Scout patch. I assume this means, Cub boy / girl scouts, and not like baseball scouts, because that would be weird.
But you know, it'd be kind of fun for them too.
Yeah. The group that sells the most tickets will be able to present the colors at that game.
Exciting! Nothing like forcing children into competition.
And this last one's kind of weird. University Hat Days. Nebraska. If you buy a certain ticket package, you get a University of Nebraska, Nebraska hat. Here's the thing. Yeah.
Colorado.
Two things. Colorado. Yeah, Colorado, Nebraska used to be arch rivals.
That makes no sense. Like, I can understand the Diamondbacks having a U of A day.
I mean, the Diamondbacks did the college colors.
It'd be like if the Diamondbacks did a USC.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, did they? I'm looking through past their schedule. Did they have any of these other hat days?
Are they just like really ugly hats? Maybe that's the joke.
Maybe that's it, that they're just planning to torment Nebraska fans who show up. Which, I mean, if they did that, good play, Rockies. I think that's pretty.
That's A+ promotion right there.
Yeah.
It's like Colorado, Colorado State. That makes sense, sure. But I'm looking ahead. They do have a X-wing fighter pilot bobblehead day coming.
Okay,
up
well,
in July.
I need to go to that.
But it doesn't seem like I can't.
Okay, no, they're doing other ones. They've got August 6th, Colorado State. August 19th, University of Colorado. Saturday, August 20th, University of Wyoming.
Okay.
I guess looking at it and looking a little bit more into it, because there's a picture of the hat on the website if you dig around. It's basically a Rockies hat, but in red and white. And then.
Okay, so that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, but on the back there's the big N. And then I guess the thought being, and then the Nebraska Alumni Association, they're having a Husker Night at the Rockies. So I guess from a perspective that if you live in Nebraska, Colorado in some ways is one of the closer teams. So maybe...
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Like, my assumption would be people in Nebraska would be more Cubs fans or Cardinals fans, but clearly I have no clue because I'm not from Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Nebraska, the university itself is in Lincoln, so it's smack dab in the middle of... I've driven through Nebraska. It is basically, ooh, look, a combine. Ooh, look, one of those irrigation systems. Ooh, look, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for fucking ever. And then you pass through Omaha and Lincoln. That's it.
Colorado Rockies Radio Network does go into Nebraska, has four stations in Nebraska. But none of them are...
Then doing Nebraska first, I guess, is weird. And not Colorado.
And they're on 12 stations in Wyoming.
Oh no! No! Hold on! I'm just checking something because. Oh no! Why is that not giving me the map? Okay, there we go. Yeah, because interesting fact: Nebraska is, except for a small portion of it, not Colorado Rockies blackout territory for MLB. So, thanks, Major League Baseball. What's with that? How come they don't get blacked out, but Las Vegas gets blacked out from six freaking teams?
That's how much baseball hates gambling. They're punishing you for your sins.
Yeah. Okay, why do they hate the state of Iowa? Is it a corn thing? Do they hate corn, too?
What? Who doesn't?
Have you ever been to Iowa? No. You would. you would black them out of everything nice too if you've ever been there.
I guess I can't argue with that.